You're listening to The Bulletin with UBS, first broadcast on the 11th of January 2015 on Monocle 24. Hello and welcome to The Bulletin with UBS on Monocle 24. Each week we'll be hearing from the sharpest minds and freshest thinkers in the world of finance, taking you beyond the numbers and the hype and getting to the heart of the big issues of the day. This week we're looking to Greece, where last month's failure by the Prime Minister Antonis Samaras to secure parliamentary support for his preferred presidential candidate triggered a general election. At stake in the vote on the 29th of January is not just the country's political but also its economic future, with some observers warning that the country could be on the brink of a default, even of an exit from the Eurozone. But are those fears well-founded? What's the real political dynamic in Athens, and what will the ramifications be throughout Europe, from Berlin to Brussels and beyond? We start with Vasilis Monasteriotis, Associate Professor of Political Economy at the European Institute at the London School of Economics. We asked him what the imminent vote represents for both the people of Greece and for the wider Eurozone.
Well, for Greece in particular, for internally, the election represents an opportunity for the people, most of all, to be able to express their choice between the austerity measures that have been implemented through the fiscal consolidation program over the last 5 years now, and the search for an alternative, less socially hurtful measures, painful measures, and some sort of an alternative, a pro-growth strategy that will allow the country to maintain its fiscal consolidation path, but at the same time try to alleviate some of the negative consequences, including the abject poverty that some parts of the population have fallen into. The choice is not so obvious in the European climate, because as it seems, irrespective of what is the election result, either government that will be formed will have to implement, to continue, to some extent at least, to implement the measures that they have been implementing so far.
Thomas Vacca, head of the credit team at the UBS Chief Investment Office, who deals principally with the European debt crisis, explains what the outcome of the election could mean.
I think, of course, the winner of the election makes a big difference. So if the current government would succeed in these elections, that would obviously lead to a more straight solution. If Syriza wins, things could get way more complicated because obviously Syriza has demands that are very different from what the EU, what the Troika as such believes is the right path for Greece. But I think a really dangerous scenario is also a hung parliament situation where Greece is unable to form a government because the current support is running out end of February, so Greece needs to negotiate a new deal. If this fails, that could be the greatest political risk in my view. And if we're speaking about the risk of exit, there was obviously a big debate started by Germany these days. I think currently, as we stand, the risk of Greece exiting the euro is less than 10%.
Ben Chu, economics editor at the Independent newspaper here in London, acknowledges that, even though it's unlikely, a possible default, even an exit from the euro, is indeed at stake in this election.
Well, I think they certainly are at stake. I mean, it has to be said that the markets aren't particularly pricing in a Greek exit. It's true that Greek sovereign bond yields, which are a measure of the likelihood of defaulting, are up, but they're nowhere near as high as they were up in 2012, the last time the Greeks had elections, and it was possible that Syriza would win and crash out. So the markets aren't expecting it. You know, other signs of stress as well in financial markets aren't nowhere near as high as they were back in 2012. So it doesn't look that traders and investors think it's imminent. But that said, we do simply don't know what Syriza would do if they did win the election, which is certainly very likely, as judging by the latest polls.
Ben Chu there. We asked Themis Themistoklias, head of the European Investment Office at UBS Wealth Management, whether the election is first and foremost about politics or economics. His answer, neither.
It's one of the Greek newspapers that described the election as about fear or anger. And those are the two emotions that are coming into this election. Fear of what if Greece were to exit Eurozone, and anger because of austerity and everything else that went ahead and the way it's touched people. So I think those are the two dominant factors in the election.
So are people right to be fearful? Could Greece really leave the Eurozone?
I would say very, very low probability, really. And it's interesting, there was a poll published that showed that 74% of the Greeks would rather stay within Eurozone at all costs, which is quite a punchy statement. And I think the political parties will be looking at that. And I think if you look at Syriza's approach to their policy. They clearly moderated that policy quite a lot over the last 12 months. If you go back more than a year, they were a bit cavalier about whether they stay within Eurozone or not, whereas now they're stating pretty clearly they definitely want to stay within the Euro.
Syriza then have softened their previous position regarding staying in the Eurozone. But what about the view from without? What does the rest of the Eurozone think Athens needs to do? Here's Ricardo Garcia, head of the European Economics Team at the Chief Investment Office of UBS.
So I would say, first of all, that Brussels and Berlin are prepared probably for all scenarios, but the expectation is clearly that Greece would remain in the Eurozone. At the same time, it is also clear that Brussels and Berlin are aware that they will have to do some, or at least some negotiations, if Syriza wins these elections, to renegotiate the bailout terms, maybe also other elements like cohesion funds, the Juncker Investment Fund, for instance. So all of these things will be negotiated at a time. Now, while it is quite conceivable that Boston Berlin will show some flexibility, they will also still most probably emphasize that reforms still need to happen. Also, both sides have to deliver, so to speak.
Meanwhile, back in London, Bren Chu is clear that there is still work to do, and lots of it.
Athens is having to deliver on the final stages of its bailout agreement. It's not quite implemented all the reforms yet. It's not quite done everything it needs to do. So it's still in the programme, unlike Ireland and unlike Portugal, which have both departed. So Greece still has work to do, and that's what's at stake. If Syriza come in and say we're no longer cooperating with that, then the Europeans, you know, Berlin and Brussels have a problem on their hands. They have to say, well, do we renegotiate or do we say that Greece is no longer cooperating, therefore we're not going to cooperate with them and therefore they're going to get cut off from their funding. So these are unknowns at the moment. We'll have to sort of wait and see what the election throws up and how the various parties respond to the result.
Ben Chu. Up next, we'll consider the impact of uncertainty on Greece's brittle economy and ask whether an indecisive vote on polling day could cause yet more volatility. Stay tuned. One thing that no expert or analyst likes is volatility, whether it's political or market, and ours on the Bulletin with UBS are no exception. So what if this month's vote in Greece resulted in a hung parliament? We asked Themis Themistocleus if that could be almost the worst case scenario for Greece.
Yes and no. Clearly, if we get to a situation where Syriza, for example, could be elected and then might not be able to find a coalition partner, and then we go into another round of elections, and then you prolong the uncertainty in the market, as you said, doesn't like uncertainty, or New Democracy gets elected and cannot find, because then they most probably need a couple of coalition parties to form a government. Maybe they cannot get there. Maybe we have another round of elections. So clearly this prolonged uncertainty the market is not going to like. But at the same time, in markets, you've got to work out what is the most likely final outcome. And I think it's very rarely you see anybody that thinks that Greek exit is a serious probability. The probability of that has to be pretty low. And if that is the case, then it's just what happens between now and finding a compromise between whoever gets elected and the Troika. I think the market is now a lot more educated about Greece rather than what it was in 2012. And I think at the time, people were very surprised, or investors were very surprised at the fragmentation of the political landscape in Greece. Whereas now, I think they're a lot more educated about how the political system works and the parties and everything else. So in that respect, I think they're a little bit more educated.
But Vasilis Monasteriotis is in absolutely no doubt about the danger of a hung parliament.
I think this is absolutely the greatest risk. If there's a failure to form a government of any sort after the elections, then obviously the Europeans will be faced with a deadlock. They will not be able to offer concessions without having a government against them to negotiate, but they will have to offer concessions and to extend the current program until a government is formed, because without a government, obviously, there cannot be any firm decisions about the implementations of any of the pending measures that Greece has to implement. Now, it depends very much on what will be the domestic political climate in Greece after the elections, whether the European officials and the Eurozone and the Troika will see some signals of stabilization prospectively, so as to find a way to justify the extension of the current programme if the situation is very turbulent and very unstable in Greece, maybe they will have no option, you know, no way of doing that. And then Greece will, you know, then the accident will happen.
But does this reflect wider fears across the Eurozone countries? Is there perhaps a degree of complacency, especially about the necessity for reform? Thomas Vaca again.
I think quite a few people have become very relaxed over the last 2 years. After the ECB has stepped in to calm down the situation and calm down the crisis, a lot of people were very relaxed. They heard about the banking union being formed. Everyone thought we're heading for a fiscal union in the Eurozone and everything is going to be fine. And I think what we're seeing these days is just a reminder that this is not really true. So also on the political side, a lot of countries have used this headwind from the ECB to relax more on their reform path. And the big challenge for the union is the willingness of these governments to continue this long reform path that's still ahead of them. That's the biggest challenge. And I think, as also Mario Draghi constantly points out, if this isn't done and delivered on the political level, then the next crisis will be way more severe for the Eurozone. And we're more frequently going to discuss the risk of countries leaving, because obviously then their backlog on reforms is so big that they just face a situation where a lot of people or a lot of aggressive parties would suggest that it's easier for the country to leave the union than to meet all these demands.
Still to come on the Bulletin with UBS, we'll ask about the longer-term view and hear how optimistic our experts are about Greece's prospects. So we've considered some of the nuances of the election then, but what are the longer-term prospects? Are there causes for optimism, or perhaps more reasons for negativity? Ben Chu.
Well, I think Greece is still in a very, very difficult place economically. The latest figures show it did start growing last year, but from having lost, you know, a fifth of its output, so it really had a huge depression, and it still has extremely high unemployment, vast youth unemployment, and people are still suffering immensely. It needs some kind of stimulus. It's not going to get that from the rest of Europe, it doesn't look like. And the question is, can it grow strongly with the rest of the Eurozone presently in the doldrums as well? And it's hard to see how it can. Therefore, I think it's regardless of how this particular election plays out, it's going to be, I think the pressure will remain for Greece to find a new settlement with Europe and to try and find a different economic way forward. So I'm not particularly optimistic, no.
And what do the instincts of Vasilis Monasteriotis tell him about the longer term?
Quite pessimistically, I would say that it's a time of missed opportunity, as many times before in the last 5 years in Greece. I don't think we're going to have a big tragedy, a catastrophe of any sort. I think a government will be formed and they will be able to renegotiate some aspects of the agreement and continue with the program. I think the pessimistic message is that whereas Greece will stay in the Eurozone and they will continue with the fiscal consolidation program and return to positive growth rates, the problem is that the economy and the public administration has not changed, and I don't see any strong signs that with either government we will see a break with the past and a significant modernization and restructuring of the Greek economy and the Greek state. And this will keep, in a way, Greece in the problem area for perhaps the years to come.
And, according to Themis Themistoklias, what's the best outcome for Greece we can hope for?
I think actually the best outcome out of this situation is where there's a negotiated solution between the new government and the Troika, where most probably the debt burden on Greece gets reduced and Greece commits to all the reforms that they've agreed originally. That would be the best outcome, because if you get to a situation where Troika gets everything they want, so no renegotiation of any of the terms, and Greece agrees to just carry on with the reforms, there will be still a concern whether this is a sustainable situation for Greece anyway, what I said earlier on about the level of debt and if you have another recession. But if you get to a position where, let's say, Troika agrees on increasing the maturity of the debt, bringing the interest down on that debt, that would be a much more sustainable situation for Greece. But obviously, Greece needs to continue with the reforms so that everybody feels that Greece is to play its part in that agreement.
Time now to consider Greece and its upcoming election from the client perspective. Here to conclude this week's edition from Zurich is Simon Smiles, UBS Chief Investment Officer for Ultra High Net Worth. In the event that there is no decisive outcome in the vote, what ripples does he think we might witness across the Eurozone?
The market's clearly been skittish, and we started this year with increased volatility and market weakness around very much this issue. What happens if Greece ends up tearing through the fabric of the Eurozone more broadly? For us, though, we continue to think that broadly risk assets will do reasonably well across this year, albeit a more volatile year than the one we saw last year. And it's very much predicated on continued economic growth. Continued economic growth predominantly in the US, the lower oil price also helping at the margin there. And so when we look to the Eurozone, a stronger US economy, a weaker euro, lower oil prices, all of those things on a more medium-term basis we think should be broadly supportive for risk assets. So we're less concerned about a significant flare-up in Eurozone issues and concerns that Europe will break up. We're more focusing on sort of the fundamental economics.
And what other considerations are shaping the advice that he gives to clients?
The two overarching implications of what we're seeing in Greece is that Europe is not fixed. There's still a long way before Europe has fiscal integration as well as monetary union. And both of those things are arguably necessary for the Eurozone to be stable on a medium and longer term basis. So despite the very benign conditions we saw last year, Europe is an ongoing issue, and flare-ups like we're seeing in Greece or in other countries sporadically are likely to continue. The second big picture observation is diversification is key. And we preach this to our clients on a continual basis, but it really is a simple and true fact. The first rule of investing is diversification, because unexpected events such as the one we're seeing in Greece and the impact that's had on Eurozone equities continually do occur.
Simon smiles there. And that brings us to the end of this 14th edition of the Bulletin with UBS, setting the agenda in the fast-moving world of finance, every week here on Monocle 24. Listen again and find out more at monocle.com, or tune in via iTunes or SoundCloud. The Bulletin with UBS on Monocle 24.